Are you a first responder? At Husqvarna, we support the uniformed men and women who serve our country and communities. As a way to honor your service, we created the Military and First Responder Appreciation Program. As a first responder, you qualify for a discount on your purchase of Husqvarna powered equipment. Get 10% off select commercial products at participating dealers. Whether you're starting a business or maintaining your property, you can count on Husqvarna. Find out why we're the brand that's trusted by real professionals. Visit Green's Dependable Hardware at 15220 A, Highway 43, Russellville, Alabama. You can also find them on Facebook at Green's Dependable Hardware. Give them a call at 256-331-0123.
Our core business for the last 31 years has been industrial sewing machines for the apparel and textile industry. Of late, we have a vast network of friends throughout the industry wanting us to locate items that nobody can find, such as hand sanitizer, masks, KN95s, isolation face shields, elastic, and we start to supply these people who are sewing at home, healthcare workers and people like that, hospitals and different ones with these kind of products. You can call me at 205-485-3891. You can send me an email, robert@callyourequipment.com. You can call the office at area code 256-229-6595. You can connect with our business page, Facebook at Call Your Equipment Inc. We're on Instagram under Call Your Equipment. So we've got many sources that you can contact us or send us a message.
If you like hickory smoked ribs that fall apart at the slightest pull, or barbecue shoulders that are so slow smoked each tender bite melts in your mouth, then you are going to love Baby Jack's Barbecue. Baby Jack's Barbecue in Bartlett and Arlington. Try the barbecue chicken, beef brisket sandwich, barbecue potato, it is huge, or the Baby Jack Trio, pork, turkey, or beef brisket sliders. You like wet ribs? They like dry ribs. Get one slab that has them both. Catering? Baby Jack's can feed a family or an army. Drive in, drive through, order online, or come in and set a minute. Baby Jack's Barbecue in Bartlett at Highway 70 in Appling, or in Arlington at Highway 70, just a block west of 385.
Hello, my name is Christian Martinez. I'm a rising senior at Athens Bible School. My school is great because of the wonderful environment in which students can grow and flourish. We have great academics that include the University Preparatory Diploma and dual enrollment courses that lead to an associate's degree before high school graduation. All my teachers and the school's employees are Christians who are devoted to the welfare of students. We have an excellent student body, competitive sports program, and study the Bible first thing every day. It's a great place. Please consider joining us at ABS next year, or give that special child in your life the great opportunity I have.
Are you in Alabama and need questions answered by a medical professional? If so, my friends at Trinity Medical Care are proud to announce that they are offering telemedicine. With telemedicine, you can stay at home and still have your visit with the doctor. Telemedicine from Trinity Medical Care is now available Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 3 p.m. Make your telemedicine appointment today by calling 256-489-3192. That number again, 256-489-3192. You can also follow Trinity Medical Care on Facebook.
Hey everybody, this is Daryl Worley, and you're listening to The Mark White Show. Hey, step up and make a difference like he does.
Hey y'all, this is Jeff Foxworthy, and you, yeah, you can make a huge difference in somebody's life. You just may not have figured out how yet, and that's why you're listening to The Mark White Show.
Hi, this is Maggie Peterson. I played Charlene Darling on The Andy Griffith Show, and you are listening to The Mark White Show.
Hi folks, this is Ricky Skaggs, and you're listening to The Mark White Show.
Hello, I'm Gene Stallings, and this is The Mark White Show. Get off the sideline and get involved and make a difference in your community.
You are listening to The Mark White Show. My daddy is your host, Mark White. Something good
today. Welcome to another edition of The Mark White Show and the Mary Faye Hedrick Good Deed segment. I'm your host, Mark White. We have another member of Challenged Athletes Foundation Operation Rebound, and his name is Pierre Lucien. Pierre was in training to be a police officer for the Atlanta Police Department when he suffered a major life-altering injury. Right now, I have Pierre on the line, and we're going to talk about his story and how he rebounded during this critical time in his life. Welcome to the Mark White Show, Pierre.
How you doing, Mark?
Doing great.
I started in 2006. That's when my first year I went through the academy, And that's when I also lost my legs.
Tell us what happened on that particular training day when you fell to the ground and ultimately doctors had to remove your legs.
All I remembered was I was jogging and I was like in front of the line and I'm looking back and ha ha ha, look at me, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And all of a sudden, I collapsed. My legs gave way. I was like, okay, all right. I played sports all my life, football and all that. I said, I'm going to get up and keep trying. And as I tried to get up, it felt like my legs was like jello. And I couldn't get up. And I was like, no. And I looked back and the people I was like saying, ha ha, started passing me. I'm like, oh, no way. So I said, you know, I'm not going to give up. So I crawled to the finish line to make sure I finish at least. And then once I crawled and all I could remember was, you know, all the guys trying to get some water or Gatorade down my throat, and it couldn't. My airway was shut and everything. And a few minutes later, I passed out. So this story I'm going to tell you now is from what other people told me. It was like the pain was so excruciating down my back that I started biting my left arm to make sure, you know, to relieve that pain that's come from my back. And started biting my arm. So once I got to the hospital, I think it was around 11 o'clock, and my body started rhabdomyolysis, which is the breakdown of the muscle tissue, and also compartment syndrome started. Between 11 a.m. to 8 p.m., I was dead. Suffered two cardiac arrests, and then they had to perform fasciotomies, tracheotomies, and all the otomies. I was given a 2% chance to live that night, and you know, God willing, I overcame it. But due to that, they had to amputate my legs because I had suffered two cardiac arrests back to back. And it was saying that the legs started dying, the limbs started dying. And that was because the heart started failing. That's why they had to amputate the legs. And, you know, that was the best thing that could ever happen to me. I can tell you not.
You went from being an athlete and an active police officer to trying to figure out what to do without your legs.
Yeah, but I tell people I've lived a good 23 and a half years with my legs, and it's gone on 13 years since I haven't had my legs. But I've lived, and I've done more in my lifetime in 13 years without it than I have in the 24 years, you know, I had my legs.
What do you attribute that to, Pierre?
Family support, friend support, the ambition not to never give up. Is sometimes it's just internally. I think it's just in you. But as I said before, I just even at the time when I was running and training, I always felt like no, I was not. I didn't know I was gonna basically die twice and all that stuff, but I couldn't give up. I at that time I said no, I have to finish whatever that's going to happen to me at that moment. I got to make sure I finish, and that's just that determination to not be complacent, you know. That's I think that's what I attribute to.
What did you find different in your physical interest? Because I know that you're into sprinting, and you've got your running legs now. It had to have been painful to get on the two prosthetics and move around at first.
I thought my life was just going to be confined in a wheelchair. I really didn't know anything about prosthetics. And as I started, you know, thank God for YouTube and Google and all that stuff. I started just doing research, and I just saw guys doing the same thing that I thought I could never do. And I said, you know what? Let me try. But it's just me and my peers that caused me to want to run, right? Me and the people that was doing it, because I'm a competitive guy. And if I see one person do something, I'm going to say, you know what? If they can do it, I can do it. That's just my mentality. So once I got my mindset that being confined in a wheelchair is not going to be what my future, that's when I said, you know what? I'm going to start eating right. I'm going to start, you know, desensitizing the end of my limbs to make sure that once I get inside that socket and that prosthetic, that I'll strive. And that's what I've been trying to do, and that's what I continue to do.
When we come back, Pierre, let's talk about what you are continuing to do and what your goals are through Challenged Athletes Foundation Operation Rebound, which is an organization, a foundation that you found and became part of. And we're going to talk about you moving forward, literally, in your interest through athletics. Folks, we're talking to Pierre Lucien, and he was a police officer for the Atlanta Police Department. He fell, he got back up off the ground, and he's moving forward. I hope you'll stick with us and continue to listen to Pierre's story. You are listening to The Mark White Show and the Mary Faye Hedrick Good Deed segment, and I'm your host, Mark White.
A big old hug, a little laugh. We can make a difference. All we have to do is try. Yeah, every day's a chance to change somebody else's life. Let's all do something good today.
Hi, I'm Crystal Gale, and you're listening to The Mark White Show. And one smile can make a difference. Na 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 na. Someone loves you, I do.
Hi, this is Maddie from Mom and Nims.
And this is Amy. Come on out to Mom and Nims and have some ribeye steaks, hamburger steaks, pond-raised catfish, whole fish or fillets, made from scratch, homemade, the best in the world ever, apple pies, fresh desserts.
Y'all come by and see us.
Thank you, Amy and Maddie. I would like to encourage you to go to Mom and Nims in Anderson, Alabama, 256-800-4003. Check them out on Facebook at Mom and Nims, M-A-M-A-N-E-M-S. Just like Mama's cooking, we put the love in it. Thompson Roofing and Construction is a locally owned family business serving the North Alabama and Southern Tennessee area. They are a Better Business Bureau A-plus member since 2011 and a GAF Master Elite Contractor. Give them a call at 256-952-3309 or check them out on the web at 256roofing.com. They offer free inspections.
Thompson Roofing and Construction.
It's bow time. The drive-thru's open, and the food is real deal. Because no matter what else is going on in the world, we all gotta eat. That's why we've got your back with a big bow box that can feed the whole family for just $19.99. Bojangles, it's bow time.
Southwind Barbershop is currently closed due to COVID-19, but Philip hopes when he reopens, you'll support his business.
Is it time for a haircut? Give my friend Philip Butler at Southwind Barbershop a call. Located in the Foodland Shopping Center at 16041 Highway 72 in Rogersville, Alabama. You can call him at 256-247-5658. Make an appointment or just walk in. That's Southwind Barbershop in Rogersville, Alabama.
The Alabama Music Hall of Fame is currently closed due to COVID-19, but they hope that you'll make plans to visit them when they reopen. Located in Tuscumbia, Alabama, the Alabama Music Hall of Fame honors Alabama's music achievers. You can even go into the recording studio and try out your talents as a singer. That's the Alabama Music Hall of Fame, located at 617 Highway 72 West in Tuscumbia, Alabama. Open Tuesday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Give them a call at 256-381-4417. Check them out on the web at alamhof.org.
Hi, this is Don McClain. You're listening to The Mark White Show. Find a way to make a difference by listening to this show. I hope you'll tune in.
Perhaps they'll listen now. City works extra hard all day, finishes up early so he can get away.
right kid on second base. Wants dad to watch him play. Daddy knows he's waiting, so he hurries on.
Welcome back to the Mark White Show. I am your host, Mark White. We have been talking to Pierre Lucien. He was in training to become a police officer for the city of Atlanta in Atlanta, Georgia, when he had an injury that changed his life. Now, if you listened in the first segment, yeah, it was life-changing. But Pierre now says that there are things over the past 13 years that his life has changed for the better. And we want to talk about that some more, and we want to talk about what Pierre wants to do moving forward. Welcome back to the Mark White Show and the Mary Faye Hedrick Good Deed segment, Pierre Lucien.
All right, thank you for having me.
I appreciate the fact that you're willing to share your story with others because I want people to be encouraged and inspired no matter what their situation is, for people to feel there's hope. And if they have to go to YouTube or Facebook or right here to the Mark White Show, I want them to find the inspiration somewhere. I want you to talk more about what you have done moving forward to advance yourself, because you said you're a competitive guy.
Yeah, I'm a very competitive guy. And even anything I do, it doesn't have to relate to sports. It's just something that I have to make sure that, not say I win, but to make sure I've done my best. The Challenge Athlete Foundation, Operation Rebound, helped me tremendously, because at first I was like, okay, I saw guys running. I saw some of my peers running. I said, insurance doesn't cover all this stuff. So I reached out to Challenge Athlete, and this guy called Nico contacted me and said, yeah, I'll get you this, I'll get you that. I said, okay, cool. And then I received this blade, running blade. I mean, I saw it on TV. I saw it on YouTube. You know, I'm like, okay, so I'm going to do. So I went to my prosthetist and said, here, put it together for me, please. So me being cocky, he put it together. And I was like, and I put it on. And I'm thinking I'm just going to go flying and see how these guys are. Man, it was tough. You know, just taking a few steps just burn the energy, just burn you out. So I said, you know what, if I'm gonna get this done right, I just gotta train. So from that first day, I've got that leg, every day, rain or shine, I went out there, I took two steps, then two steps became four became, you know, 16 and all that stuff. So I just started, and at one point I said, okay, wow, I'm doing it. And I told Nico, hey Nico, hey, I want to train to do something big. I want to, you know, can I do the, you know, Paralympics or something? And Nico just said, you know what, you can do whatever you want, we'll back you. So my thing is, as long as you put the work, anything's possible. It doesn't matter. Anything is possible. And even that word, you know, impossible, within that word, you can break it down. It says, I'm possible. You understand? So regardless of where you at in life, it could be a lost limb, lost your job, especially what we're going through right now. As long as you have faith and then you know, and you have that positive attitude that you're going to make it through, you will make it through. It doesn't matter. And that's the mentality, and that's the thinking I have every day. And that's what I try to share to everyone, that as long as you have faith and you have a positive attitude that things going to happen right for you, it will.
Speaking of everyone, Pierre, you don't have a small circle. You have taken your challenge and expanded it around the globe, and spending time in other countries or another country to help those who also have prosthetics or need prosthetics. Is that correct?
Correct. And once that earthquake happened in Haiti, I'm actually born in Haiti. I said, you know what? I need to share that experience. I want to show my people that, hey man, I'm with you. And I went out there. I brought some medical equipment, like some canes and crutches, and I brought it to my people, to my family that lost a leg. And I went there to show them this hope. You know, I've gone through the same situation, and it's possible for you to regain your life or your likelihood back. And I went there, and they they embraced me, you know, and there was one particular little girl, she lost one, and I will never forget her, she lost one leg, and when she saw me, she started crying. I was like, oh, why are you crying? And she said, I thought I had it bad with one leg. You have two. And I said, it's okay. I mean, it's okay. And she, and the thing about her, she had one leg, she had no wheelchair, she had no cane, and she was hopping around.
Mm.
And I said, I would be devastated if I was in your situation without, I'm blessed to be able to have prosthetics to try to walk. You, the only thing you were doing is hopping and crawling on the floor. So I should be crying for you, not you crying for me. You know, so once, after I met her, we kept in contact. I kept in contact with her family. I supplied, you know, accessible devices for her, and she was just ecstatic. And I will never forget her. We still keep in contact from this point on. I think right now she's about to turn 18. So, you know, seeing her from a little girl now almost an adult, it just amazed me. And she got prosthetic and she's walking. You know, so that's one thing that I love to share, because is that you always think like you have it worse than somebody else come and say, I thought my life was, you know, bad. And that's why I always keep a positive attitude.
Man, that's great, Pierre. And I know that that young lady can touch lives as well. And it just keeps going and going. And you know that. What is the goal that you have now that you've set in front of you, something that you're determined to do through Challenged Athletes Foundation Operation Rebound?
Well, my goal is, remember when I mentioned impossible, I'm trying to achieve what I started and the way I started and what caused me to get to this point. And it's to go back to the academy and finish and become sworn and still serve my community. It's something that's never been done, and people look at it and frown upon it. But I'm blessed to have a department that believes in me and that will help me do that. But I can't even do that without the Challenge Athlete Foundation. You know, Nico and the Operational Rebound provided me with some unique blades so I can be able to go to the academy when it's time, train to get to the academy when it's time, and also a gym membership to train, to allow me to train and get the stamina and get the strength to go through the academy once and for all. Literally March 13th, the day before everything all shut down, basically in a wheelchair for 2 months, period. You know what? I took for granted just standing up, and I miss just standing up and walking. The public can go to challengeathletes.org to see opportunities where you can to either learn how to volunteer or even donate to Challenge Athlete Foundation, or even more, try to get a grant like I did.
And I hope that people will check out challengedathletes.org and find out more information. And as you said, follow the different efforts that Challenged Athletes Foundation has. In particular, if somebody's in the military, former military, first responder, check out Operation Rebound and become part of that effort. I'm thankful for guys like yourself who are encouraging and inspiring to others, just like that young lady that you encouraged. She encouraged you too, buddy. And that's the thing that we need to learn, is that we can encourage each other and build each other up. We can all accomplish the goals in life that we have if we have that kind of support system.
Yeah, I totally understand. Sometimes we go into a situation where we come to inspire, we leave the inspired one. If you don't mind, I can tell you a quick story. It was an event with Nico with Operational Rebound. Nico had asked me to go speak at a school in San Diego before the event. I went there, and then it was about fourth or fifth graders. There was a boy that was missing a hand. We talked, and the boy was the shyest boy. Like, I will tell you, because everybody would make fun of him because he didn't have a hand or an arm. And after I spoke, I you know, joked around with the kids. I pulled off my leg and showed them, and, you know, and the kids were just laughing and just saw the difference. And because they never really saw a person with prosthetics. I mean, the boy didn't have a prosthetic arm, so they never really saw him with a prosthetic. After I left, the kids was happy, the teachers was happy, and I got an email from the teacher and the principal and said that shy boy that they were picking on and bullying became one of the most popular boys in that school because all the kids embraced him and saw him as equal after I left. I still have that letter till this day, and it just, you know, it just put a smile in my heart, you know, just to see impact that we all can make in this world. It don't even have to be a person just losing a limb or tragedy or testimony. It just has to be you going out there bringing a positive light or positive thinking to anyone. You know, even just saying hello to someone can be a life or death situation, because you just never know.
For that little boy, you quite possibly could have set him on a new path with how he was being treated in school, and a whole different direction and a life for him. You just don't know how the result will be, but anything that's positive or good that comes from that type of connection can't be bad. And that young man has real opportunity with those students to shine a light now and not be the guy who feels like he needs to stand in a corner in the shadows.
Yeah, he's no longer the odd boy. Now he's, you know, he's the same. He's treated the same. And that type of stuff is what really, you know, make you feel like there's a purpose or the reason why God gave you this situation or this card to play with is because it's to try to see and impact people's lives. And I try to take it in stride.
Well, Pierre, I appreciate you sharing that special story, because I know that there's somebody there around us that needs that kind of inspiration, whether it's a student in school or an adult at work or wherever they are, not to feel that they don't have any hope and that they're not connected with people, but to find those connections. And I believe, even as disconnected as we may seem right now with COVID-19, there may be some special connections that are being made that will last a lifetime through this event. It's all about how you take it and how you live it.
Yeah, that's absolutely true. And going through these times, I make sure everybody I encounter with is just to say hello, how's your day going, because you just never know. And you just, if you stop and listen to an individual, that could save their life. And I'm keen on making sure that anybody I speak with, I make sure to ask them, hey, how you doing?
Well, Pierre, I hope the rest of your day goes well yourself.
Well, I appreciate it. And thank you for having me. And it's an honor to even allow me to be on your show. So I appreciate it, and I thank you, and I feel blessed.
Hey, it's going to bless some folks. People, we've been talking to Pierre Lucien. He had an accident while he was training as a police officer for the Atlanta Police Department, but he hasn't given up. As a matter of fact, he's determined to become a police officer still. And so we're in Pierre's corner as he continues to make this journey and be an encouragement and inspiration to others. And I hope that you'll listen next time as we continue to talk to special guests that encourage and inspire you to make a difference where you are. You have been listening to The Mark White Show and the Mary Faye Good News segment. And I'm your host, Mark White.
Let's all do something good.